What is up, Wizards fans, DMV, everyone out there listening from Japan all the way to Israel? Welcome back to another edition of Locked On Wizards with SB Nation's Bulls Forever writer Ben Mehech and myself, Anthony Citadino. We are your hosts, and you are now Locked On Wizards, where you get everything Wizards basketball. We'd love to thank you all for tuning in whenever and wherever you may be making this show a part of your day. Make sure to go subscribe to Locked On Wizards podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you may listen to podcasts. Also, go throw us a follow on Twitter at Lockdown Wizards. We have a great show ahead of us and a ton to get into. Ben and I will be going over the Washington Wizards' latest win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, Bradley Beal's chase for the scoring title against Stephen Curry, and Kevin Durant leaving Russell Westbrook out of his top five teammate list. But before we get into all of that, first, we want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Ben, my friend, I hope you're having a great Wednesday. The Wizards are 5 straight wins, man. Let's get into it. I want to talk about this win against the Thunder. I want to talk about everything that there is under the sun going towards a playoff push here, Ben. How are we feeling? The Wizards are still tied for that play-in game. And yeah, 5 wins straight, man. What did you see from that win? What were your biggest takeaways, man?
First of all, I don't think Sam Presti knows who's even playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, I had no idea who these players were. And I'm not even saying that to just exaggerate the lack of talent on this roster, but the Oklahoma City Thunder are not what they once were. I do love Alex Pokuševski, though. Shout out my fellow Serb. One of the skinniest players, if not human beings, I've ever seen in my life, but somehow still super talented and can play at a high level. Love the behind-the-back pass. But besides him, the Thunder are kind of very talent-deprived. The Wizards did what they needed to do. They took care of business. This is a question mark, I thought, for the Wizards. They beat the Jazz. They beat these really good teams, but then they fall flat against some of the lesser teams in the league. But they took care of business against the Thunder. Russell Westbrook, a 17-assist triple-double. Brad Beal, 30 points. Davis Bertans, shout out Davis, had another child, his first, I believe his son. He scored 21 points in 28 minutes. He made 6 of his 12 threes. When Davis is firing, the Wizards are balling. I understand Russ and Beal, they're the keys to this team's success. But when Davis Bertans is playing like he's paid to play, the $80 million sharpshooter that he's paid to be, the Wizards are a really good offensive team. And they did what they needed to do. The Thunder are rebuilding. They're pretty much tanking. And the Wizards took care of business. So kudos to them. 5 in a row. Playoffs, man. We're going to look. They're gonna make the playoffs, it looks like, and we'll be excited to cover it if and when it does happen. But yeah, kudos to the Wizards. They look like a different team than the team that we covered just, you know, a few months ago.
Right, Ben, and we are knocking on wood for this playoff push. We don't want to jinx anything here, but Ben, I completely agree with you. My main takeaway, the key in this matchup, was their bench. Davis Bertans, exactly what you said. He only played 28 minutes, but exactly what you said, when he's doing what he does, when he's out there playing how he normally plays, why he was paid the 80 mil. He's one of the biggest threats in the league for a team to have. He's one of the biggest assets for a team to have shooting wise. And that's just a fact. And Davis Bertans, congratulations on the birth of your son, my friend. We're so happy for you. And we're so happy you're able to have a great win from it. I mean, it's funny how sports works and, you know, in ways like that, when great things happen in your personal life. And Ben, our guy Robin Lopez, too, 7 for 9 from the floor, 17 points. Daniel Gafford as well. The most games, the Washington Wizards, they do not have productivity off the bench like this, Ben. So if that continues, that's a huge key for this potential playoff push that they are trying to really make right now against the Chicago Bulls and the Indiana Pacers, Ben. But Bradley Beal, after a tough shooting night, really just from outside, he came back. He shot extremely, extremely efficiently and showed exactly why he is right there for a scoring title. Ben, 30 points, 12 for 21 from the floor, 3 for 4 from 3. After a night, he went 0 for 9. I know that you and I are not surprised by this. He's the best shooting guard in the league, And yeah, we knew he was going to bounce back from that. But I guess, Ben, do you think it was last game's 0-for-9 that really got a fire under his butt going and wanted to really come back, make a statement here, and have a great game efficiency-wise?
Here's, I think, an important note. This is the first time Beal, I believe, has won 7 or 8 straight games in his career with him on the court. I know the Wizards have won 5 in a row, but they think they've either won 7 or 8 with Beal on the court. To him, and we'll talk a little bit more about this scoring, and you mentioned the over-9 night, Brad doesn't seem to care. He just wants to win basketball games. He knows the Wizards got, you know, the Stephen A. Smith hate for having Russell Westbrook and still being 10 games below 500. The Wizards just kind of struggling to play at the level that we all expected. Now they're finally starting to turn it around. Brad Beal, I think he understands, the world understands, he was an all-star starter for a reason. He's, like you said, the best shooting guard in the NBA. He's going to have off nights, just as any player in the world does, but those off nights are few and far between. For Brad, he did what he needed to do. Here's the thing, Anthony, that I wanted to point out. Brad is at this level where he'll see players like Kendrick Williams again on the Oklahoma City Thunder guard him, and you'll see Brad look at Williams in a way where he's just like, there's no way you can even come close to stopping me. Like, Beal is at that level. How many guys in the NBA are at that level where he can look a defender in the eyes and say, dude, you have not the slightest of shot at stopping me? There's
small Steph, handful. Small
there's
handful.
Steph, there's KD, there's Harden, maybe Kyrie, maybe Dame, and Brad. Those are and LeBron, obviously, of course. You got 6 or 7 players in the entire world who can consistently look the opponent in the eyes and say, there's no way you can guard me. And Beal's at that level. So that was fun to see, because there was a couple of times where he was just like, Ty Jerome, all right, good luck. I'm just going to score on you. That's how good he is of a scorer. Ish Smith, who played for the Oklahoma City Thunder, mind you, said that Bradley Beal is the greatest scorer he's ever played with. I'll just say that.
We believe Ish. Absolutely. Ish has been around the league. He's playing basketball for a long, long time. And yeah, Ben, this is probably the best scorer he's ever played with. And we'd probably be saying that too if we played with Brad.
KD. A guy.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, listen, pure scorer, yes. KD is up there with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. During his OKC days, he had to do it much more than, I guess, currently. So that is shocking coming from Ish Smith. But again, Brad's his guy. Brad's his teammate right now. And Bradley Beal is showing that he's having one of the most pure scoring runs, seasons, couple seasons in a row of all time. And I know Steph is right there too. Steph's also making noise, which they're about to clash, Ben. Big game coming Wednesday night, huh? You know, I mean, wow, Steph just jumped him. You know, in terms of scoring title-wise, they're both averaging a little bit over 31 points a game, and Steph is on an absolute tear. The Warriors and the Wizards are in pretty much the same boat right now, Ben. They're both fighting for that play-in game. They're both on a run. Wizards have won 5 straight yet, but 7 out of their last 8. The Warriors won 6 out of their last 8. So, Ben, we got a fun one coming up. I know this one is going to be a fun game to watch, because both teams, they are going to play as hard as they can really for a win, because they can't drop any more games. They know that either team cannot drop any more games if they want to be in really playoff contention. So,
look, yeah. We watch the NBA night in and night out, and as amazing as really most of these games are, these random games on an April night, there are some games that stand out. Brad versus Steph, I could hear it in your voice how pumped you are. And that's a perfect segue. But before we talk about Brad, Steph, the battle for the scoring title, I want to let you know about Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download. And once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, insiders, Anthony, in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates. You want to vent about Scott Brooks's rotations. You want to chat about Bradley Beal. Locker Room is the place to be. You can find Locker Room hosts all across the NBA, MLB, or NHL. We'll be joining the app soon, so be sure to get started and we'll meet you there. Go download the Locker Room app now. It's currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, join the NBA group for the latest league updates. I know you will find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. We can't wait to join you all on the app. We'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Wizards Room is live. Download the Locked On app today. It's the locker room changing the way we talk sports. Anthony, I'm a huge car guy. Harold, my Honda, he's really reliable, but every now and then I might have to buy a part or two for Harold. And when I do, I go to rockauto.com. It's cheap. It's reliable. Why would I ever want to spend twice as much money for the same parts? And I can go to rockauto.com, save some money, but also get those same awesome parts that I need. It's the best prices by the same professionals that do it yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now, and you'll see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in there. How did you hear about us box? Do they know we sent you? It's all the parts you'll ever need on rockauto.com. This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. My name is Ben Match, and I'm one of the biggest NFL fans you can find. So you know I'm going to listen to this, the Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. They're going to talk about everything NFL Draft. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch a live three-day coverage of the NFL Draft. You know I'll be tuned in. Anthony will be tuned in from April 29th to May 1st. Anthony, we talked about Brad. He led the league in scoring. Steph just caught up to him, though. He dropped 49 on Monday. I think he had 47 the night prior. They're going mano a mano, toe-to-toe, however you want to describe it, on Wednesday night. I got chills thinking about this because, you know, look, Brad said, you know, I want to win the scoring title. That'd be fine and dandy, but I want to win games. That's my priority. But you know in the back of his head, Bradley Beal's thinking, man, I want to outscore this guy tonight. Anthony, how important is it that Beal wins the scoring title? Or are you just like, you know what, forget it. A win's a win. Who cares about the scoring title?
Well, for someone like Brad, 27-year-old guy who has really been underrated for the majority of his career, he's been missed on all-star teams, all NBA selections before, compared to a guy like Steph Curry, who the beginning of his career also was very underrated, not looked at, shunned, was like a 2 or 3-star recruit out of college, probably because of his size, but, you know, made his way to stardom pretty quick in the NBA. Ben, 2-time MVP. I mean, the scoring titles are there. The rings are there. Of course, Bradley Beal wants to, you know, top him. Of course, Bradley Beal probably in the back of his mind, first and foremost, wants to win. But to outscore him, of course he wants to. This year alone, absolutely. I mean, if anything, he wants that. If this team cannot make the playoffs, if this team fails at a playoff push, Bradley Beal, of course, would want his scoring title. He's been in the lead pretty much since day one, right, Ben? And Ben, both these guys have been an absolute terror. And really, the past 5 nights for Brad that he has played, 34, 31, 30, 37, 30. Steph, the last 5 nights, 53, 42, 33, 47, 49. It makes your head spin off your shoulders when you read it. But when you watch it, it's the best thing to watch in the world. The NBA, really, they create such a great show. And I can't wait for this, Ben. I can't wait for it. I really can't wait to see two of the top scorers in the league go at it, because we know we're going to get a show. I mean, both of them might drop damn near 40 or more. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt Steph might even drop 50 right now. On the tear that he's on right now, he could drop 50 at any night. Brad, we know that he's capable of it, but I mean, you know, Brad's going to give you 30 or 40. So it's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see, you know, Russ's fire. Cause if we're the ones talking about it, you know, this has to be drilled in their head by Scott Brooks, their coaching staff, their front office right now, that this game is huge. Not only for, you know, for both teams, Ben, this game is huge. No, neither team can afford a drop game like this, especially with how their both their schedules are shaping up to be going towards the playoffs. So Ben, I can't wait, man, for it. I know you can't either. And I'm ready. I'm ready now for it. So
given how important this game is, Anthony, obviously with the scoring title in mind, the standings in mind, like you just pointed out, I'm glad you mentioned Russell Westbrook. I need Brad to guard Steph. I need Steph to guard Brad. Let's put that aside. I understand matchups are matchups. Coaches are going to coach to win the basketball game, but we're not going to pretend like this game doesn't have meaning in it. We're just going to just go traditional lineup, point guard, shooting guard, and whatnot.
I would love
if Brad took the Steph assignment and Steph took the Brad assignment. So that way we can actually find out how these guys match up against each other. The Wizards are so fortunate that they have a player like Bradley Beal on their roster who can actually play at Steph Curry's level, because Steph Curry is on any given night a top 2, 3, 4 player in the NBA, the greatest shooter of all time, and Brad can keep up with him in scoring. We can't get that can't be lost on Washington Wizards fans. I don't understand that we've gotten accustomed to watching Brad drop 30, 35, 40 on any given night. What Bradley Beal is doing this season is special. And there's only one other player in the NBA that can do it, and it's Steph Curry. And that can't get lost on Wizards fans who are watching this historic season play out for Brad and Steph. How many times do you get matchups like this if you're the Wizards? Not very many in years. So this is a very exciting time to be a Wizards fan, I think. And especially on Wednesday, you just got to put records aside, all that aside, and just let these two guys ball. Because let's be honest, the entire game revolves around that matchup, nothing else.
And I love that. I think the whole world would beg to see that matchup all night long. And I think for a lot of possessions, we're going to get it off switches and stuff, because the Warriors, that's what they do in the top of the key. That's how they work beyond the 3-point line. I would love to see Brad just continue to guard Steph beyond that 3-point line, Ben, over the last 10 games. Steph, 72 made 3-point shots over his last 10 games. It doesn't get any more mind-blowing than that. So, yes, Brad's work is cut out for him. Russ's work is cut out for him. I mean, as well as the Golden State Warriors, though. The Washington Wizards are on a tear as well. Their work is cut out for them, too. I don't think there's a guy on that team that can guard, you know, Russ or Brad. I know Draymond is going to bring some fire, but he doesn't usually get those assignments. Maybe off switches, but still, Ben. I can't wait for it, man. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I really, really hope, the hype is worth the build up here. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do guard Steph, because Ben, we have not seen a scoring streak like this since James Harden, Kobe Bryant. This is up there, right?
And look, again, I don't want to like beat a dead horse here, but Brad and Steph are playing historically great players. Steph's already there. Steph's already an Hall of Famer and one of the greatest point guards of all time, one of the greatest guards ever. But these matchups, how many of them did you get throughout the NBA season with Steph,
right,
Brad, all these incredible players going one-on-one? I get the league is full of talent, but like Brad and Steph are on an entirely different level, and that can't get lost on people. I'm pumped for this. This type of matchup, I think, transcends the game. It transcends sports. It's just two pure scorers who play basketball at a level where their peers can't even touch them. So think about how incredible it is to be an NBA player, and how Brad and Steph, how much better they are than most guards in the NBA. It's really incomprehensible.
It's unbelievable.
I'm pumped about this, because they just like the way they play the game. You can't do what they do. You can practice 3-point shooting is as much as you want. You can practice scoring the ball. There aren't many NBA players. There are only 4 or 5 NBA players that can do what Steph and Brad do. So let's not take this game for granted. Put the records aside. I understand both the Wizards and Warriors have had difficult seasons, but you got to put that aside, because this is bigger than basketball. This is just two incredibly talented players going one-on-one in what could be one of the better games in the entire NBA season, regardless of teams playing. So I'm very pumped about tonight's matchup.
Can't wait for it, Ben. And two of the most efficient guards right now. It's unbelievable how they're shooting the ball at that rate. And we have a lot more to get into, Ben, really about this game, and more about Kevin Durant being on a podcast, leaving Russell Westbrook off of his top 5. But first, I want to tell you guys all about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Ben loves it. He uses it for all his NBA games. He used it all season for college hoops, NHL right now as well. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds and prop bets on almost anything that you could imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free sign up today. Head over to the website and use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Make sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and the Audacity app is happening now, featuring analysts from NFL experts Michael Irving, Jason Leconforta, and Brian Bollinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars for their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Audacity app or wherever you get your podcasts. Audacity is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Audacity. Ben, we just hyped up a third segment for our listeners about some more beef between Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Seems like a TV show that's been going on for the past 7 years. Really, maybe like we could talk about since 2015. I think that's 6 years, six, whatever it is. Ben, Kevin Durant was on a very, very well-known podcast. I think it's also streamed through like Barstool and a lot of like different, just a lot of different platforms. The guys on this podcast are really well known. They got a lot of followers. And KD wanted to come on. He was asked about his top five teammate list, Ben. Anyone who watches basketball can name off his all-star, his Hall of Fame teammates like nothing. Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kyrie Irving. How many more is there? Serge Ibaka. But dude, it's not the longest list of Hall of Fame teammates. But Ben, he got all of Russell Westbrook's fans going. Blood was boiling. Left him off his top five. Ben, let's. I want to get into it and just get your take. So he was asked about it, and the first two people he said were Kyrie Irving, James Harden. Obviously, there's current teammates right now, and then continued to lead and then continued to say Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Serge Ibaka, the two guys doing the podcast would probably have had the same reaction you and I would have had. We probably would have sat there and said, "Well, hey, I thought you were going to name someone completely. I thought you had someone else, but that's just what it was." KD sat there and did not know, and he was like, Who would I forget? And they told me he placed Russ at number four and put Klay at number five, pushing Serge Ibaka out of the top five. So Ben, how do we feel about this, man? Most of the people that posted it posted the first clip of Kevin Durant leaving Russell Westbrook off his top five. I still think it's a slap in the face to forget about Russ, how many years they played. And yeah, man, that's one of your most legendary teammates of all time. Mr. Triple-Double himself, probably going to secure that record this year. And yeah, forgot about him. Ben, how do we feel about that?
Anthony, you said a number of brilliant things. I'll point out one thing that you just said. You said anybody who's watched Kevin Durant play could name his top five list. And Kevin Durant himself conveniently leaves Russell Westbrook off. Dude, my mother would have put Russell Westbrook number one. Right. I understand. Maybe he had a huge brain fart where you forget your all-NBA teammate who you played with in Oklahoma City and left to join the Golden State Warriors, a teammate who's connected with you for the remainder of your career, whose career is aligned in ways that very many duos do not in the NBA. Maybe you had this massive brain fart, Anthony, but I refuse to be that naive, as I'm sure the co-host of that podcast did, as I'm sure you do. I'm sorry. Kevin Durant, stop. There's two worlds here. Either they texted each other and were like, "Hey man, like I just like intentionally left you off the list. I wanted to get people talking, like whatever, that's funny." Or Kevin Durant is just being like almost borderline, like diabolical. Like you,
amen.
Give me a break, Anthony. You forgot Russell Westbrook, but remembered, with all due respect, Serge Ibaka.
I know.
Stop.
I know.
Give me a break.
That right there was actually like unbelievable. Really, to end it there. And Ben, we're not talking about a teammate that he's had for really a few months, like a Kyrie Irving. But that's the now, right? I know he was teammates with James Harden for longer than that, 3 years of James Harden's career at OKC. But Ben, talking about 8 years with Russell Westbrook in OKC, eight. Very successful years, maybe not a championship, one finals run, four, what was it, four conference finals runs, whatever it was, with the exception of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant has had by far the most success with Russell Westbrook as a teammate. I don't think that's a stretch of it, like of anyone's imagination. And leaving him off during a podcast, during a time where you know you had, like, I mean, this is going to be broadcasted to the world. Every time you speak in the media, I mean, everyone like Kevin Durant has to understand that. LeBron James, anyone, Bradley Beal, Russ, whoever we talk about, you need, right? You watch yourself when you're in the eyes or the ears of the world, of the public. Ben, he did not do that. Maybe he did have a brain fart, but still.
I'm not buying it, man.
That's a
I'm
slap not. In the face regardless. I don't care. Like, it's a slap in the face, not even on the basketball level. Like, what if, you know, if you worked with a, let's say another partner at a law firm for eight whole years and you guys had outstanding results after every year. And then, you know, at the end of your career, you end up being an agent, you end up being this great, great lawyer. And someone asks you about the greatest, you know, law firms that you worked at, all these people that all these great, great lawyers that you worked with, this partner being, you know, one of your best partners for close to a decade. And you leaving them really off of that list. That's, I mean, in any term, in any sort of capacity of what you do every day, not even just basketball, your day-to-day life, your work life, whatever it may be, whatever it may entail, that's got to hurt. Russ heard that. That has to hurt, right? I mean, for KD, he probably understood that too. But, and if that was for a show, I mean, whatever with that, all that crap. But I don't buy it. I really think that he forgot. And no matter if it was just a brain fart or not, that hurts, man. And for a guy like Russ, it just seems like for Russ, it just, this continues to be a snowball of, you look at a lot of players and Russ, he definitely gets the short of the end of the stick with in so many random situations that he's not even involved in, right? But this random question on the podcast was asked. And of course, our guy, Russ, he got the brunt of it. So yeah, and you're this superstar in the league. And if you don't want a ring, the media will really get on your case. And I know Kevin Durant's not the media, but still somehow, some way he didn't remember Russell Westbrook, but he remembered Serge Ibaka. I mean, all the guys that he named besides James Harden, they have rings. James Harden's his teammate though. So everyone he named has that hardware besides Russ.
Anthony, how do you remember Serge? To remember Serge Ibaka, you have to remember that you played for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Exactly.
So if you remember that you played for the Thunder for 7-8 years, whatever it was, you got to remember that the longest tenured teammate that you've ever had was Russell Westbrook. So save it. I get brain farts happen from time to time. That big a brain fart?
No.
Stop. And you're right. Listen. Russell Westbrook, the only media attention he's gotten this year has been negative media attention through no fault of his own. He did nothing to earn this. He did nothing off the court, on the court, that warrants any of the negative media attention. Stephen A. Smith gave him attention for what? Being on the Washington Wizards.
Stephen A. Smith gave him attention for the first time this season because he had 21 assists.
Then he gave him negative attention.
Oh, awful.
Right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, the only time Russ has been in the media this year, he got called out by Stephen A. Smith for whatever. He didn't even bother to watch that segment. And then the second time, Kevin Durant just conveniently forgets to name him in the top five list. If you don't think that was intentional, I got a bridge to sell you. Ridiculous. Lockdown Wizards fans. Russell Westbrook is a Washington Wizard. He's putting up a triple-double, and he might, just might, lead the Washington Wizards to the playoffs because he's that damn good. I'm sorry. Look, I wasn't the biggest Russell Westbrook fan before DC. My eyes have been open. He's that good. He's playing at an all NBA level. And the Washington Wizards are on the cusp of a playoff run. They got the Golden State Warriors tonight. Anthony and I.
Dude, he's also leading the league in assists.
After that game,
after the 17 assist game, baby.
We can't take nothing away from Russell Westbrook, a Hall of Fame talent. Lucky to have him in DC. Let's make quick predictions here, Anthony, before we go. Warriors, Wizards, that's what Lockdown Wizards fans are anxiously awaiting tonight. I'm going Wizards. They got the win streak. They got Brad Beal. I almost believe that they have more depth than the Golden State Warriors with Daniel Gafford playing as well as he has. Davis Bertans having a good game. I think the Wizards get this one.
And I love the optimism. Yes, I'm going with that. 25th win of the year, folks. We predicted it here. Let's get it, baby. Come on, keep creeping closer. Pass these Bulls. Get closer to the Indiana Pacers. That's what we want, right?
Wow, look at that. Man. We want to thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. If you haven't already, go subscribe to the podcast, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. Where else are you getting this content? If not, yeah, Lockdown Wizards will be back with you again tomorrow.